On this week's episode of Wildcard, actor Chris Pine tells us it's okay not to be perfect.
My film got absolutely decimated when it premiered, which brings up for me one of my primary triggers or whatever is like not being liked.
I'm Rachel Martin. Chris Pine on how to find joy in imperfection. That's on NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, the game where cards control the conversation.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. More rain is expected in Houston, Texas, and surrounding neighborhoods through tonight. Forecasters warn of major flooding. Harris County officials say more than 400 people were rescued from rising floodwaters yesterday. Cynthia Robinson was one of them.
I'm devastated. I just buried my mom Sunday, and it's just overwhelming. It's too much.
She was interviewed by KTRK Television in Houston. Campus protests calling for an end to the war between Israel and Hamas are interfering with college graduation events this weekend. George Hale of member station WFIU reports on demonstrators at the commencement at Indiana University yesterday.
Shouts and jeers drowned out applause as IU President Pamela Whitten approached the podium during Saturday's graduation. A small group of soon-to-be graduates took part in a planned walkout, hoping to draw attention to IU's relationship with the U.S. naval base and continuing their calls for the university to divest from businesses with ties to Israel. Students and many faculty members also want Whitten to resign. Since the arrests of more than 50 protesters in recent weeks, faculty resolutions calling for Whitten's dismissal have been adopted with overwhelming approval. For NPR News, I'm George Hale in Bloomington, Indiana.
Israeli military officials say they've shut down a border crossing where humanitarian aid was being moved into Gaza because of rocket fire from militants inside. Hamas claims it was targeting Israeli army barracks, not the aid workers. It's the same border crossing visited by Secretary of State Antony Blinken last week. The closure means that aid deliveries will be delayed at a time when UN officials say an all-out famine is underway in parts of Gaza. Ukrainians observe Easter today, along with millions of other Orthodox Christians. It's Ukraine's third wartime Easter. NPR's Joanna Kukisis reports from Kyiv.
In a video filmed in front of St. Sophia Cathedral in Kyiv, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky wore a traditional Vyshyavanka embroidered shirt and asked for Ukrainians to unite in, quote, one common prayer.
І ми віримо у Бога на плечі шеврон з українським прапором.
He says, we believe God has a Ukrainian flag on his shoulder, so with such an ally, life will definitely win over death. Most Ukrainians identify as Orthodox Christians. Many belong to a church that broke away from the Moscow Patriarchate in 2019. Others belong to a rival church that still has ties to Russia. Over the holiday weekend, Russia attacked Ukraine's east, wounding six people and occupying a village. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Kyiv.
This is NPR News in Washington. Italy's defense minister is insisting his country will not consider sending troops to Ukraine. Leaders such as French President Emmanuel Macron have been calling for European military forces to consider supporting Ukrainian forces more directly. Willem Marx reports.
Guido Crosetto told an Italian newspaper that Italy will continue providing all possible help to Ukraine, but would only intervene directly with Italian forces under a UN mandate, something Russia's veto on the UN Security Council would prevent. The involvement of Italian troops would only raise tensions, Crosetto said, and could help expand the conflict, as well as make long-term dialogue with Russia more difficult.
Willem Marx reporting. Movie star Will Ferrell has reportedly bought a stake in an English soccer club after developing a passion for the sport. NPR's Robbie Griffiths reports.
There's excitement in British football or soccer at reports in a UK tabloid The Sun that comedy star Will Ferrell has bought a large stake in Leeds United. The Anchorman actor is said to have made the purchase from 49ers Enterprises, owners of the San Francisco 49ers American football team, who took over Leeds last year. Leeds are currently playing in the Championship, the second tier of English football, but could secure a return to the top-flight Premier League in the upcoming playoffs. 4 years ago, Ferrell's fellow Hollywood stars Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney invested in Welsh soccer club Wrexham. They created a successful documentary series about the club's fight for promotion to a higher-level league. Robbie Griffiths, NPR News, London.
Mystic Dan won the Kentucky Derby last night by a nose, the closest margin in horse racing. Sierra Leone was second, and Forever Young came in third. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.